Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, script number 22, Faith and Works. The subject of faith and works is thoroughly biblical, vitally important, and one about which much error has been taught. Let's look at faith and works briefly in the light of the Scriptures. Jot down the Bible passages and then read them prayerfully from your own Bible. To get a good view of faith and its influence upon those who truly possess it, please read the entire 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." The Word of God tells us of God's purpose for our lives and His desires about our eternal destiny. He tells us about man's perfect beginning, of his fall into sin by following the advice of Satan, and of man's bondage and sin until he is redeemed by the Savior. God's Word tells us how Jesus Christ died, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, and how we may have salvation in Him. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. God's Word tells of heaven as the great home for which we may hope because of our trust and reliance or faith in Christ and because of our obedience to Him. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. Now, if faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, and if this faith comes by hearing the Word of God, then we're going to accept what God has to say as truth, and then respond to what He commands as necessary for our salvation, and hope for the fulfillment of His promises, and finally accept His Word as evidence about the unseen realms of heaven and hell. Hebrews chapter 11 is God's inspired record of how men and women felt, acted, obeyed, and lived in view of their faith in God. Some people teach that there is no place for works in salvation, that it is all a matter of faith, faith alone. The Bible clearly teaches that man is not saved by the works of the law of Moses, Romans chapter 3, verse 28. Also, Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Nor is he saved by his own works, as if they could make him righteous, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9. Paul said in the Philippian letter, chapter 3, verse 9, that he wanted to be in Christ, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith in Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now to see how to have that righteousness which is by faith, read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. "By faith Noah, being warned of God, concerning things not seen as yet, moved with godly fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." The Bible is very consistent. If a person has faith, he will manifest it by his attitudes and actions, even as God prescribes. In James chapter 2, verse 22, the response of Abraham's faith is described this way, "Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect?" If a person has faith, or hope, or love, he or she will act accordingly. Faith and works go hand in hand as one responds in trust and obedience to God. This belief and response are seen clearly in Jesus' great commission to his apostles, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. The Apostle Paul also said to the Christians of Galatia, Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. As you now read Hebrews chapter 11, note how unfailingly these great people of God were moved by their faith to do God's will. The realization of this principle motivated James to say, You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. James chapter 2, verse 24. And so, it is obedient faith that saves. Thank you for your call.